Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Been talking this week and praying about claiming God's promises and looking a little bit each day at some of those specific promises, how they've been requested, how God has answered, and how he will answer. And today we're going to talk about promised deliverance. And if you ever found yourself caught, stuck in life, needing rescued, this promise of God is important. And we've all been there. And we'll talk about that in just a moment. Psalm 119, verse 170 says, "May my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your promises." So I think about the word supplication, not a word that we use often in regular conversation. But this idea of an urgent request, a pleading, of a continual request. And when we come to God, when we find ourselves in need of deliverance, and we come to God, we can be confident that he will keep his promise, that he will deliver us. Now, the difficulty, as in many of God's promises, is we like to define the outcome. We like to define what it looks like. We like to define the process. And if it doesn't match up with what we expected, with what we want, we begin to doubt. We begin to question, is God really there? Has he really delivered me? Sometimes the avenue of deliverance gets missed by us, or gets even rejected by us, because, well, it requires something of us. It requires effort, it requires work, it requires us to give up something that has entangled us, and yet we enjoy. And when we come to God and we call out to him, we do so on his terms. The Bible talks about the idea of we get caught up in complaining. We get caught up in these self-pity parties. And God says, but you've not yet resisted sin to the point of shedding blood. You've not really put all of your effort into it. You've been kind of casual about it. The Bible talks about us not being tempted beyond what we're able to hold up against, that in every temptation there is a way of escape. And sometimes we read of the necessity to flee, to simply get out of the situation. Other times we're told to stand firm, and it's seeking God. It's knowing his wisdom on what's the appropriate thing at what time. I think of the story of Joseph being sold into slavery and by his brothers, and his master, his owner, Potiphar's wife, wanting Joseph for herself, and Joseph getting out of there, fleeing so quickly he leaves his cloak behind. He leaves what she has grabbed a hold of. But that very act of fleeing, that very decision, left behind not only anger in the life of Potiphar's wife, but it left behind supposed evidence that seems to make things worse for a time. And yet if you read the whole story of Joseph, you find that God's deliverance used even that incident to put him in a place that would prepare him for the work that God had for him to do. And when we go to God and we plead with God, when we request urgently, we can be confident that He has not forgotten us, that His deliverance is not only for us now, but He has a long-term view of what we need. He knows what we will encounter, yet that we're unaware of. The greatest gift that we can receive from God in regard to deliverance is the deliverance of sin that we have through the blood of Jesus. When we come to Him, when we are cleansed, when we are made right with God, when the Bible says that everyone has sinned and falls short of the glory of God, leaves us all in need. It leaves us all entrapped. It leaves us all lost. But He doesn't stop there. The Bible teaches us that the gift of God is eternal life. And so if we're focused on what we've earned, then we'll always come up short. We'll always come up in need. But if we focus on what has been given, we'll find life to the full. We'll find that abundant life that Jesus talked about. We'll find deliverance from what those wages of sin have earned us. You know, sometimes we live life and we find ourselves in need of deliverance because, well, we've made bad choices. We've given in to temptation. We've done things that have entrapped us and ensnared us in sin. And we can be confident that even when it's on us, that God's promise of deliverance is still valid to all who would call upon Him, who would turn from their wicked ways, who would accept that deliverance, that being set on a higher plane, a good and right path. But sometimes we find ourselves entrapped and in need of deliverance simply because we live life in a fallen world, in a world that's not our home. And I think of the times where the apostles and the times where Paul and others were imprisoned for preaching and teaching about Jesus. And you have times where, such as Paul and Silas in jail, and they're singing and they're worshiping God, and God brings about an earthquake, and the jail doors are opened, and it results in not only the deliverance of Paul, but and Silas, it really results more so in the deliverance of the Philippian jailer and his household, who come to believe in Jesus because of that. And through that early church history in the book of Acts, you find various times where individuals are delivered from imprisonment, but you also find times throughout the New Testament where it doesn't look like they're delivered from prison, because physically they stay there until they die. of Paul, and as he makes his way to Rome, his understanding from God that he was to proclaim the gospel even to the highest realms of government, knowing and being convinced and even told that this would not end well. It would not end well from a human perspective. But he was confident that he could believe in the promise of God that he would be delivered. He talks about that tension between continuing on in the body and doing good and being absent from the body and being present with the Lord, realizing there was even a greater deliverance than being set free from the cares of this world, being set free from the difficulties, being set free from jail. See, that greater deliverance was being set free from those bonds of sin that we live under, that we're surrounded by, that continually tug at us. And so we live life each day with God's help, resisting temptation, fleeing from the devil, turning towards what is right, forgiving and being forgiven. And we do so all with our mind and our eyes fixed on a greater deliverance that's coming, that eternal deliverance that will move us from this place to a place seated with Christ. That's the deliverance that we need the most. Yes, the deliverance from trouble is good. The deliverance from evil is good. But the deliverance from the wages of sin, to receive the free gift of God, is the greatest deliverance we'll ever receive. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. We come to you in times of need, and in times where we think things are going well, and we continually ask, we plead for deliverance. Deliverance from the enemy, from the evil one, from the stain of sin that is abundant in this world. We plead for deliverance from those sins that so easily beset us, as Paul would write about. Those sins that just seem to grab us when we're not paying attention. And even those sins that have become acceptable. So acceptable to us, so acceptable to culture that we no longer even fight against them. Forgive us for our lack of, not only our lack of holiness, but our lack of pursuing holiness. For not even calling out and pleading with you to deliver us from those temptations, to deliver us from the evil one. May we live with a greater awareness of not only your promise of deliverance, but of our desire for deliverance. May you help us examine our life and to see if there is any unclean ways in us, any ways of wickedness, any lingering sin that we've harbored not just the sins that we stumble into and participate in unintentionally or unwittingly, but those that we've actually harbored and need delivered from. Father, as we live with an awareness of your promise to deliver us from all evil, may we constantly be thinking and fixing our eyes on that eternal deliverance that sets us out of this world of temptation and wickedness and places us in your presence. But Father, even as we keep our mind on that deliverance, may we not lose sight of today. May our life and our message and our love for people help us to be messengers of that deliverance, to be examples of that promise, to share hope, to share love. Father, when we consider how easily we get tangled up in sin, may we be more compassionate to those who need to call out and be delivered. May we help them understand that there is a way out. That the sins that we struggle with, the sins that we participate in, the sins that we think are impossible to break free from, can be overcome. Not by our power or our might, but by your Spirit. And by our consistent pleading and supplications and crying out to you for your help, for your empowerment, for your direction, and for our steadfastness in following what you've commanded. Father, for those things in life that we want delivered from, but you're using to shape us and to mold us and teach us many things, may we learn to value your timing and may we learn contentment and trust that you not only know what's best, but you're doing what's best. Father, today as we pray for our strength, our desire, our ability to claim this promise of deliverance, I continue to pray for my friend and co-worker in ministry, David. He continues his time at the Mayo Clinic. I do pray that you would deliver him. I pray that deliverance from these migraines, from these tremors, from the neurological issues that are going on. But I pray most of all that you continue to deliver him from the temptations that all of this brings. From the fear and isolation, from everything that would hinder his walk with you, his testimony about you. Father, may you strengthen him. May you use him as a witness. May you fill him with great peace and contentment, knowing that he is valuable to you, just as he is. That you love him as you love all of us. And that he can be confident of that deliverance, whether it's a full deliverance from everything that he wants delivered from, or whether it's simply a deliverance from the things that are a hindrance to what you want done. Father, today for every one of us, may we recognize more fully than ever before that when we're left in the midst of a situation that we don't like, that it may that not be that we've not been delivered, it may be that we've been placed there for a purpose. And may we be open to being used by you. Knowing that the deliverance that we need is always available because you've promised it. God, today, may we represent Jesus well. May we lift him up at every opportunity that we have so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.